disorganized state. Everyone's in one piece.
Yeah. Everyone had a good time.
Maybe you start your marathon.
Which one? 21st, isn't it?
Because here they start midweek, they have sort of like a warm up, right? Yeah. Because most, you know, except for the full time devotees, none of them are full time, so they need to like get into the groove.
But when we start on the 21st?
Yeah, well, it'll be 4 weeks, a little more than 4 weeks, more like 5 weeks. Yeah.
But the UK starts when are they?
The 1st of December, this time.
But this year I need to avoid, you know, when I do those send out those messages, it takes me a lot of time. Usually it takes me like half an hour, hour. Now I need to spend all my time with Krishna Bhakti Maharaj and the company. So what we're going to do is some devotees phone up and just record that and send that off. I don't know, either via what type of telephone text sends out, MMS sends voice messages.
I don't know, I'm
going to try
that.
He doesn't know.
Moved on from that. The end of the game.
Anyway, send it out on the podcast. Oh. I'll just do that. Talk to someone 5 minutes on the phone. Of course, that's in Hungarian, in English. Otherwise, it takes so much time for me to do that. Not so much time, but whatever time it takes, I don't have so much. So if if the devotees are interested in something like that, could do that. If at some fixed time, someone phoned up, a different devotee can phone up and ask a question or something like that, and then you just record it and put it up. And just the easiest thing, I guess, is put it up on the site and just take it off from there. And you're all going to the temple, Budapest?
Yeah.
They know you're coming?
No. That'll be a quick, we've got lunch back, so we just come. That'll be a quick stop.
Oh, you're not planning to stay for lunch?
No, because we just want to go up for the flight.
You leave it. What time's your flight?
3:30.
Good. Now going from the temple is 20 minutes. No, but if you don't go through, you don't go through the town. It's just a motorway, is just a 2 minute drive from the temple, and that goes straight to the airport.
Because we might go through, we're going to see the rest of the restaurant.
Well, then you have to go into town. Then that takes a long time. It could be, take an hour. Going through town. That used to be the old way. Down here. Anyway, I'm glad that you all came, so your accommodation wasn't so.
Yeah,
bizarre.
Yeah, so I just sleep. Tom was out here sleeping.
Yeah,
it was
a nice accommodation.
He hasn't landed yet.
Guest house, but even then it's just limited how many it's like a temple room, you can't build a temple room for festivals, otherwise it becomes impractical for everyday use. You have a guest house, and one day we'll have a guest house for about maybe 150 people, that won't serve all the needs. Yeah, I told you that. And the baby. As far as they're concerned, they already took over on time. You're looking for a place in Cardiff.
Yeah. It's some nice places. One guy would rent to us. He's a religious organization.
So?
apart from that, we're going to look at two new places tomorrow.
The plan is to get in the new year after the marathon and then go up on it. It's like in the student day at the university. So.
If you're traveling from, depends. If you're traveling from Swansea, you can just cook in Swansea and send it out.
Yeah, that's what we was planning.
Anyway, that's what you do now with pies. You just ship them all over the country.
Yeah.
Have you got orders going on now for the pies?
Yeah. Is
it making money or breaking even? Anyone know?
Anyone does a standard.
Yeah. But we got orders, we got this at, what's it? Action, what's his name?
Luckily,
yeah. Since Nima's gone, he's coming in and really streamlining it. We was like over endeavouring him, so he's going to get it down in production times and like increase the production. And he's really confident that we can really start making money. But it's put us back a little bit. But
anyway, prasadam's a good business. People have to eat. They'll always eat. And of course, pies are sort of somewhat luxury item, but they say they're coming out of the recession.
But it's not just pies, we've got other things lining up now.
Yeah. Next
one
will be a chili
vegetarian
chili.
Yeah.
Chili.
Yes, bean pot, this chili.
Oh, no,
chili
con
carne, but
not a prana chili.
I'll just be a ready meal, single portion, microwave. Just gluten free and dairy free.
And dal,
seems like a good market.
Yeah.
It hasn't developed here. You're lucky you can really exploit that market and take advantage of it.
But that's what this everyone's a bit excited because there's a niche market and then no one stepped in yet, so there's an opening. We can kind of, if one moves our way, we can kind of step in there now and clean up.
And institutions are also hospitals and stuff like that.
We're looking to try and get into some hospitals, but it's very strict criteria of salt and sugar.
Yeah.
Because
they've got so much demand with all those agents, they have so much demand for vegetarian food. On the other hand, it's not big enough for them to cook.
Yeah.
because you know you weren't cooking big quantities, so you cook. But, and maybe they don't even know how to. So that's been like a long-standing opportunity. Anyway, for certain businesses, but no business starts out easy. You have to put money into it, time and energy, and then it'll develop.
Yeah, that's what we call Flumpa's lecture on the Lord, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got experience in this field. We didn't know so much.
Yeah. Well,
this is because the mother had given the mansion, and they did the mansion, but the mother couldn't make it, so she sent the she came on
because of visa.
Well, a passport.
Passport, but you don't even need a passport to come to Hungary. You just need an ID card, a driver's license, anything with a picture on it. It's EU, so it's you don't need to, you can do.
I know in places you can fly to the UK.
Same thing in the UK.
Yeah.
You can just fly. You can fly anywhere. You don't need the passport. I've flown just with my Hungarian identification card. Anyway, I will hold you up to all get moving out. Everyone has a nice big marathon. And
applicators back then.
Yeah. And then I don't anyway, I have to discuss with Keshe Bharti Maharaj about this 40th anniversary.
Oh. In January
you want to come to Wales at that time? Yeah, that's something we can talk about. We'll see.
It's me.
Okay. Anyway, I hope you have a good trip. Chanukya Hare Krishna is always good to get everyone rejuvenated. And, looks like they need a little rejuvenation to get back home.
Yeah, we will even spend it.
You had breakfast or?
No, we're going over now just to eat a little something. That's why the days are. Yeah, we
have to be so pale.
It's becoming late now.
Okay. Anyway, see you soon. Hare Krishna.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you very much. With the time.
I picked some up so at the airport, so I don't know if you're going to.
Thank you. Yeah.
Just a little something.
Where's Krishna Balaram? You brought them with you?
Yeah.
Well, you're in two vans.
Yeah. We're in two vans in the ditch between my driving. driving on the wrong side of the road.
Drive carefully, doing the marathon.
Yeah.
Drive carefully. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay, good trip. Chitta, you came to see me or Maharaj?
I came to see the picture.
Uh-oh. Writing a book? My Travels with Tarakada.
It's a bestseller.
Yeah, amongst sadists.
Tell me something about it.